Good Morning Football is a production of the NFL in partnership with iHeartRadio.
Hey, what's up, everybody? I'm Will Selva. Hope you had a great weekend. I know I did. Never left my couch. These are your Good Morning Football headlines from NFL Network. Now, when the Bucs signed 43-year-old Tom Brady in the offseason, the goal was just to get the franchise back in the postseason. Well, now, after stunning the Saints 30-20 in New Orleans, TB12 will play in his ninth championship game in the past 10 seasons. Brady passing for 199 yards, two touchdowns, and even added a quarterback sneak score, becoming the oldest player to ever score a touchdown in a postseason game in the process. Hall of Famer Jerry Rice scoring a pair of TDs for the Raiders at age 40 in the 2002 postseason. Brady crediting his offensive line for providing protection.
Just a great effort. They came up huge offensively, made some plays when we needed to. Running game was great. Line protected great up front. Just a great week of prep. And, really proud of our team and everything we put in to get to this point. So there's only four teams left. We're one of them. And it's tough to get to this point. So we need a big week. So need a great week of practice. Got one of the best teams in the league, obviously, in Green Bay, the top seed. And Aaron's playing incredible. They got a great defense. So it's going to be a great matchup.
Tampa Bay's defense took advantage of Drew Brees' inability to stretch that ball down the field, picking him off three times en route to forcing four turnovers. The turnovers, of course, led to 21 points, all of the Bucs' touchdowns. After the game, all the attention focused on if yesterday was Brees' final NFL appearance.
Well, I'll answer this question one time, and that is that I'm going to give myself an opportunity to think about the season, think about a lot of things, just like I did last year, and make a decision.
The Bucs will try to advance to the second Super Bowl in franchise history next week when they play at Green Bay. As for the Saints, they unfortunately joined a rather infamous club, as New Orleans is now bunched with the 1990-93 Bills and 2000-2004 Eagles as the only teams in NFL history with at least four consecutive seasons of 11 or more wins and zero Super Bowl victories. Wow. Those early 90s Bills squads are the only team in league history to lose four straight Super Bowls, while unfortunately for Saints fans, New Orleans became the only franchise not to reach Super Bowls in that span. Well, yesterday's AFC divisional game featured Kansas City holding on to beat Cleveland 22-17. The Chiefs had to overcome adversity as backup quarterback Chad Henne was forced into action due to Patrick Mahomes going into concussion protocol. Kansas City head coach Andy Reid is proud his squad kept battling despite losing their superstar quarterback.
Nobody got down. I mean, there was nobody that was hanging their head or moping throughout the game. Things didn't always go the direction we wanted it to go, and the guys kept battling. And then I think that defensive stand at the end was huge. That's a good football team. Kevin's done a great job with that team, and their guys play hard, man. I mean, they've got a lot of talent. They play hard.
Now the big question is whether Mahomes will be cleared to play against Buffalo in the AFC title game next Sunday. The Bills' last AFC championship game appearance was 1993 versus the Chiefs. While Kansas City will be the first ever team in the AFC to host three straight conference championships, did you know the 2002 through 2004 Philadelphia Eagles, also coached by Reid, were the only previous team in NFL history to host three straight NFC championship games? True. Well, the Chargers announced they have agreed to terms on a deal with Rams defensive coordinator Brandon Staley as their head coach. The 38-year-old Staley really ascending to the head of the Chargers staff after just one season with the Rams, a campaign in which he coordinated the league's number one defense in terms of scoring, total defense, and pass defense during the 2020 regular season. Staley will be the third youngest active head coach in the NFL. The Bengals' Zach Taylor's 37, and the Rams' Sean McVay is 34. And remember, for the latest on the other head coaching and general manager openings around the league, be sure to check out NFL.com. And for a full recap of all of the divisional round games, please download the Around the NFL podcast with our heroes. Well, I'm Will Salva. That's it for me. And those are your Good Morning Football headlines from NFL Network.